Pizarro conquers Peru. The conquistador Francisco Pizarro sailed down the Pacific coast of South America with about 180 Spanish soldiers. Pizarro had heard tales of the incredibly wealthy Inca Empire in what is now Peru. In 1532, Pizarro captured the Inca ruler, Atahualpa, and destroyed much of the Incan army. The following year, the Spanish falsely accused Atahualpa of crimes and executed him. The Inca were used to obeying commands from their rulers. Without leadership, they were not able to fight effectively. Within a few years, Pizarro had gained control of most of the vast Inca Empire. Why Spain succeeded? The conquistadors' victories in Mexico and Peru were quick and lasting. How could Cortes and Pizarro, with only a few hundred Spanish soldiers, conquer such mighty empires? First, the Spanish arrived with strange weapons, guns and cannons, and fearsome animals. They rode horses and had huge, ferocious dogs. To the Native Americans, the Spanish seemed almost like gods. Second, many Native Americans hated their Aztec overlords and assisted the conquistadors in overthrowing them. Finally, disease played an extremely large role in the Spanish conquest. Native Americans had no immunity to the diseases the Europeans had, unknowingly, brought with them. Epidemics of smallpox and other diseases wiped out entire communities in the Americas and did much to weaken the resistance of the Aztec and Inca. Spain in North America. Mexico and Peru were rich in silver and gold. Hoping to find similar wealth to the north, conquistadors explored the southeastern and southwestern parts of North America. Juan Ponce de León made the first Spanish landing on the mainland of North America, arriving on the east coast of present-day Florida in 1513. According to legend, Ponce de León hoped to find not only gold, but the legendary Fountain of Youth, a spring of running water of such marvelous virtue that drinking it makes old men young again. Ponce de León's exploration led to the first Spanish settlement in what is now the United States. In 1565, the Spanish established a fort at St. Augustine, Florida. The Seven Cities of Cibola. Many other conquistadors searched for quick riches. None ever achieved this goal, and several lost their lives trying. Alvar Núñez Cabeza de Vaca was part of a Spanish expedition to Florida in 1528. After encountering troubles in Florida, the expedition, led by Pánfilo de Narváez, sailed along the coast toward Mexico. However, in November 1528, three of the five boats were lost in a storm. The two boats that survived went aground on an island near present-day Texas. Within a few months, only a handful of the shipwrecked explorers were still alive.